at the 2013 American Farm Bureau Federation convention. I'm visiting with an author who was presented a Book of the Year award today by the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about yourself. This is Kat Urbekite, and tell us just a little bit about what you do, Kat.
I'm a Western Wyoming sheep rancher. I live on a working sheep ranch. We raise livestock protection dogs, and now we also have livestock protection burros that were wild off the range in Nevada that help us guard our herd. We live in a beautiful rangeland, sagebrush rangelands of Western Wyoming, where it's kind of big, wide open spaces, but we have very healthy predator populations. So our livestock protection animals are really what keep us in business.
Mm-hmm. Well, this book titled The Guardian Team on the Job with Rena and Rue. Tell us a little bit about this.
The book is a photo essay for children. It's really aimed at pretty much the third and fourth grade level. It's the true story of some of the animals on our ranch. I had success with the livestock guardian burros in the past, so I decided, okay, I want to try to do a story about them. So what I did is I took six orphan lambs on our ranch, the runt of the guard dog litter, and then I went to and got the scraggliest wild burro out of the BLM adoption corral, and I put them all in together and started photographing them from the time that they first met each other through a year of their life together. And so it's kind of an ugly duckling story, you know, that they all kind of had a hard start, but then they all grew up to be very productive, beautiful, strong animals, and they all still live together on the ranch today. So it's a very nice true story.
Well, nice award here. What about the kind of feedback you get from this project?
The award from Farm Bureau is very, very humbling, and it's been wonderful. And I have to admit, in several different ways, just the number of thank yous that I've been getting for people about what, you know, trying to educate kids about agriculture is just fantastic. I get hugs from people from all over the United States that I'd never met until today, until they saw my book. And that was just really fabulous. But when you get an award like this, this is a major award for a children's book author. And this results in the major sales for the book as well. So it will help me personally, financially as well. So,
well, when you look at the story and I think maybe what you're trying to accomplish with this, in terms of education, can you speak to what you see as the importance or need for this type of information?
Well, you know, it's even more important now. We have the national curriculum standards for our school systems now we have new standards that are going in place. And for elementary schools, they're calling for children to read 70% nonfiction books. And that is a really substantial amount of nonfiction books when children are more used to reading fiction. And here we are in agriculture, and we want children to know where their food comes from, and that we do things in a certain way, and we're concerned about animal welfare, that these animals are well taken care of, things like that. And this book helps to put that message across. And I think we need more and more. I think there's a greater demand for nonfiction books for children, and we need to get the agricultural message out there while we have the opportunity.
Well, congratulations for the award here at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention, and I will look forward to having an opportunity to look at your book, which I know is on sale here in the trade show, I believe.
Yes, it is. Yes, it will be. I'm actually doing a presentation in the morning on the trade show floor about being an advocate for agriculture, and then I'm doing a book signing again tomorrow from 9 to 11. So,
okay. Thank you for visiting with me here. And from Nashville and the Farm Bureau Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.